Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and honestly one of the most satisfying topics in GCSE chemistry, formulae, equations, and hazards. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Balancing equations? That sounds dry. But trust me, once it clicks, it's like solving a puzzle, and examiners absolutely love testing it. Get this topic nailed and you're picking up marks every single paper. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover chemical formulae, how to write and balance word equations and symbol equations, state symbols, ionic equations, and hazard symbols. We'll also go through the exam tips that separate the A-star students from the rest, and I'll finish with a quick fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's go. Let's start with chemical formulae. A chemical formula tells you exactly which elements are in a compound and how many atoms of each. So water is H2O2 hydrogen atoms bonded to one oxygen atom. Sodium chloride, that's table salt, is NaCl, one sodium and one chlorine. Carbon dioxide is CO2, one carbon and two oxygens. Here's the key thing. You never change the subscript numbers in a formula when you're balancing an equation. Those numbers are fixed by the chemistry of the compound. What you can change are the big numbers in front, called coefficients. So if you need two molecules of water, you write 2H minus 2 minus O. The two in front means two whole molecules. The two in the subscript means two hydrogen atoms per molecule. Never ever change the subscripts, only change the coefficients. Now let's talk about balancing equations. The law of conservation of mass tells us that atoms are neither created nor destroyed in a chemical reaction. So the number of atoms of each element must be the same on both sides of the equation, the reactant side and the product side. Let's walk through an example. Take the combustion of methane, that's the gas we burn in Bunsen burners. The unbalanced equation is methane plus oxygen gives carbon dioxide plus water. In symbols, CH4 plus O2 gives CO2 plus H2O. Step 1, count the atoms. On the left, we have 1 carbon, 4 hydrogen, and 2 oxygen. On the right, we have 1 carbon, 2 hydrogen, and 3 oxygen. The carbons balance, great, but hydrogen and oxygen don't. Step 2, balance hydrogen first. We have 4 hydrogens on the left, but only 2 on the right. So put a coefficient of 2 in front of H2O. Now the right side has 1 carbon, 4 hydrogen, and 4 oxygen. Better. Step 3, now balance oxygen. We have 2 oxygens on the left, but 4 on the right. So put a coefficient of 2 in front of O minus 2. Now left side, 1 carbon, 4 hydrogen, 4 oxygen. Right side, 1 carbon, 4 hydrogen, 4 oxygen. Balanced. The final equation is CH4 plus 2O2 give CO2 plus 2, H2O. Always check your work by counting atoms on both sides. This is a one-mark check that students constantly skip and lose marks on. Now, state symbols. These are the little letters in brackets that tell you the physical state of each substance. S in brackets means solid, L in brackets means liquid, G in brackets means gas, and AQ in brackets means aqueous, dissolved in water. Examiners will specifically ask for state symbols, and leaving them out is one of the most common ways students lose marks. Learn the 4, solid, liquid, gas, aqueous. A good memory trick. Sally likes going aqua diving. S-L-G-A-Q. Let's move on to ionic equations. These are used when we only want to show the ions that actually change during a reaction, the ones doing the chemistry. The ions that don't change are called spectator ions, and we leave them out. Here's an example. When sodium hydroxide solution reacts with hydrochloric acid, the full equation is sodium hydroxide, aqueous plus hydrochloric acid, aqueous gives sodium chloride, aqueous plus water liquid. If we split the soluble ionic compounds into their ions, we get sodium plus plus, hydroxide minus plus hydrogen plus chloride, minus gives sodium plus chloride, minus plus water. Now the sodium ions and chloride ions appear on both sides. They're the spectator ions. Cancel them out, and the net ionic equation is simply hydrogen plus plus hydroxide minus gives water. That's it. That's the actual chemistry happening, an acid and an alkali neutralizing each other. To write ionic equations, the golden rule is identify which substances are ionic and soluble. Those get split into ions. Solids, liquids, gases, and covalent compounds stay as they are. Then cancel the spectator ions. Finally, let's talk about hazard symbols. These are the warning symbols you see on chemical bottles in the lab. In the UK, we use the GHS Global Harmonized System symbols. You need to know what each one means and what safety precaution it requires. The flammable symbol, a flame, means the substance catches fire easily. Precaution, keep away from naked flames and heat sources. The oxidizing symbol, a flame over a circle, means the substance provides oxygen to fuel fires. Precaution, keep away from flammable materials. The corrosive symbol, liquid dripping onto a hand and a surface, means it destroys living tissue and materials. Precaution, wear gloves and eye protection, avoid skin contact. The toxic symbol, a skull and crossbones, means even small amounts can cause serious harm or death. Precaution, avoid inhalation, ingestion, and skin contact. Work in a fume cupboard. The harmful or irritant symbol, an exclamation mark, means the substance can cause irritation or mild harm. Precaution, avoid prolonged contact. Wash hands after use. The environmental hazard symbol, a dead tree and fish, means the substance is dangerous to ecosystems. Precaution, dispose of correctly, do not pour down the drain. The health hazard symbol, a person with a starburst, means it can cause serious long-term health effects like cancer. Precaution, minimize exposure, use appropriate PPE. A key exam skill here is linking the precaution directly to the hazard. Don't just say wear PPE, say wear chemical-resistant gloves because the substance is corrosive and will destroy skin tissue. That specificity is what earns you the marks. Right, let's get into the exam tips. These are the things that separate the students who get full marks from those who throw away easy points. Tip 1. Always include state symbols unless the question says you don't need to. Many students write a perfect balanced equation and then lose a mark because they forgot the brackets. Make it a habit, every equation, every time. Tip 2. Never change the subscript numbers in a formula. I cannot stress this enough. Changing H2O to H3O to balance an equation is chemically wrong and will score 0. Only ever change the big numbers in front. Tip 3. When a question asks you to evaluate risks, you must link the precaution to the specific hazard. Vague answers like, be careful, or use safety equipment will not be credited. You need to say something like, the acid is corrosive, so wear safety goggles to prevent eye damage. Cause and precaution, link together. Tip 4, for ionic equations, always check that charge is balanced as well as atoms. If you have a 2+ ion on the left, you need a 2+ ion on the right, or 2 1+ ions. Charge balance is just as important as atom balance. Tip 5, watch out for the command word. State means give a brief factual answer, one or two words. Explain means give a reason, use the word because. Evaluate means weigh up evidence and make a judgment. Reading the command word carefully can be worth several marks. Common mistake alert. Students often confuse the oxidizing symbol with the flammable symbol because both involve flames. Remember, oxidizing has a circle under the flame representing an oxygen source. Flammable is just a plain flame. Another classic error. Writing word equations when the question asks for balanced symbol equations. Always read the question carefully to see which type is required. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What do the letters AQ in brackets mean in a chemical equation? Aqueous, dissolved in water. Question 2. Which hazard symbol shows a skull and crossbones? Toxic. Question 3. In the equation CH4 plus 2O2 gives CO2 plus 2H2O, how many oxygen atoms are on each side? 4 on each side, balanced. Question 4. What are spectator ions? Ions that appear on both sides of an ionic equation and don't take part in the reaction. Question 5. If a substance is labeled corrosive, what specific precaution should you take? Wear chemical-resistant gloves and eye protection to prevent skin and eye damage. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's bring it all together. The five big things to remember from today. 1. Chemical formulae show the types and numbers of atoms in a compound. Never change the subscripts, only the coefficients. 2. Balanced equations have equal numbers of each type of atom on both sides. Use the law of conservation of mass. 3. State symbols, S, L, G, AQ, must be included unless told otherwise. 4. Ionic equations show only the ions that change. Cancel out the spectator ions. 5. Hazard symbols must be identified correctly, and safety precautions must be linked specifically to the hazard described. This topic comes up in virtually every GCSE chemistry paper in some form. Master it, and you're building the foundation for everything else, from rates of reaction, to electrolysis, to organic chemistry. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!